Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice one out there. How are you, Joe?
Oh, doing great. It's a Thursday, getting into the weekend, and, you know, it's a Thursday where snow's not an issue. Flooding might be an issue for some of you, but I'm feeling good. It's a good start to Thursday. I was going into a whole
Some of your houses might be water in the basement, but whatever.
Me personally, I'm having a great day. I hope you are as well.
I have to, I forgot about this. I have to come clean and do a mea culpa here to you, Joe.
Oh.
Now, it's not a full like 180 turn for me, but I stood corrected this past weekend. So now you maybe if you're a listener here to the show frequently, you famously don't know how to tie a tie.
Yeah.
You have all your ties pre-tied in your closet.
Yes, thanks to my father.
And I was like, that's insane. Like, you don't know how to tie a tie.
Yeah, I don't proudly say that.
Because I'm like, I always know how to tie. Since you're like 12 years old, you just tie a tie, like whatever, it's no fine. I was corrected over the weekend. Now, I know how to tie a tie.
Right.
But I apparently do not know all the ways to tie a tie. And this happened over the weekend in a wedding. And there's one person like saying, oh, no, give me your tie and I'll do it like this. And yada, yada, yada. And this, you know, like, whoa, when people have the big tie knots. Oh. And then he's going, no, this is a double Windsor. This is what you have to do. And I go, like, okay, no, I got my tie, and I'm tying it. And I'm like, hold up. This looks way worse than what you guys are doing. Like, what is going on here? So I had somebody else tie my tie for me on Saturday.
Welcome to the club.
I was like, you know what?
Did you keep it tied after you took it off?
No, I just ripped it off. And I'll now learn whatever this, the double.
Yeah.
I guess it's just what you do. You just do it twice. And then you got the big, fat, perfectly square knot as opposed to my knot that now looks super skinny and just ridiculous. Not that I wear ties often, but I stood corrected. I have to go, you know what? I have to come clean to Joe. Here, I never thought I'd have somebody else tie my tie for me. Happened on Saturday.
I appreciate that. However, I do have to learn in the very near future because I would like to be able to teach my son how to tie a tie. I was thinking that it's funny. I was thinking of that just a few days ago. Like, Joe, there's some things you have to finally be an adult about and learn because you would like to be able to teach that to your son.
I mean, you got like 10 years before that's probably an issue. So,
but you know, in the first 35, I haven't, Brian. So.
Hopefully that's the time. I also came to this. So I had to come clean with that to you. And I made the decision yesterday. And it like clicked like a light bulb in my head. And you're probably not going to be surprised by this. Because I usually find myself on the opposite side of most everybody when it comes to these things. Rooting for the Chiefs on Sunday. Hands down. Easy decision for me.
Yeah, I think
once I thought about it for 2 seconds, I want the Chiefs to win. I want them to at least go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're in the minority there. I'm rooting for the Niners all the way. I love the Brock Purdy story. So
what about Sunday? Ravens and Chiefs.
You know, I mean, there's positive both, right? The Chiefs, I'm ticked off. They keep on beating the Bills, but it would be better if, like, okay, they beat the Bills and then went to the Super Bowl. But on the other hand, I mean, the Ravens had a great season, and I think Lamar Jackson's in it.
Now you're hitting on it. I do not want another one of these quarterbacks taken right around when Josh Allen was to be in the Super Bowl before the Bills are. So now you've got Burrow, been to the Super Bowl, beat Josh Allen in the playoffs. Mahomes, before I was this way the first time the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl, did not want them to win. They took Mahomes with our draft pick. We were literally in the position to take him if we wanted to, albeit like a year earlier, and you know, things might not have been in place, but we could have had him. I did not want to see him win. He goes on, wins the Super Bowl. Once he won the Super Bowl, now it's just like, I don't care anymore. Whatever, like, he's great. nothing's going to stop it. You might as well rack them up, and then I can say at least we're losing the big one. I don't need now Lamar Jackson to be another quarterback in the AFC who reaches the Super Bowl before Josh Allen, the Bills.
Yeah, that makes sense. I see problems with both. That's why I said I love the Brock Purdy story. I'd like to see him win a Super Bowl, and that is my rooting interest from here on.
Yeah, I don't care about the NFC teams. I don't care about them.
I don't want Detroit to win because I don't want Detroit to get a Super Bowl before the Bills. So I am all in on Brock Purdy.
I don't care about the Chiefs anymore. Yeah. Like win or lose Sunday, win or lose in the Super Bowl. Like they're
but you're still watching. Right?
Your opinion of them doesn't change. I don't know. I don't know. I'll always watch the Super Bowl, but like this Sunday, we'll see. I just, you know, I could easily use a break.
Isn't that funny? That's how I feel. Like, I probably will end up on the TV, but it's like...
No, once the Bills are over, the NFL's over for most. Like fantasy football's over, the Bills are over. Like,
I feel the Bills should be in that game. I just feel like if like two plays went differently on Sunday.
Well, yeah.
Not the field goal. Yeah. I'm talking about two and completely different plays.
You got a selection of plays to turn differently. But that's, I don't know, that's my, like, 100% stance. I'm surprised, actually, more people aren't thinking of it that way. Like... The Chargers have a new coach now. I hope they're not good. I don't need Justin Herbert now. Like, people are already, all right, Mahomes ranks above Allen. Burrow ranks above Allen. He's been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You can say Josh Allen's better than Lamar Jackson. More wins in the playoffs. Like, he doesn't have the MVP, but who cares about that? He's accomplished more with his team. If they win this game, you can't say that anymore.
I disagree with that. Just because they got to this, I mean, Trent Dilfer.
Just because they got to the Super Bowl. That's the whole goal of the game.
Trent Dilfer went to the Super Bowl. I don't think he was a great quarterback.
But Lamar Jackson, MVP, people are already talking about him. They're taken in the same draft. They're getting compared to each other constantly. No one's comparing Trent Dilfer to, you know, Peyton Manning or the other quarterbacks of the era.
But it's a product of the team. I think if Josh Allen was on one of these two teams you're mentioning, he would have probably been to a Super Bowl.
Really?
I do think that, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I mean, you look at the Chiefs, like, what do they have that the Bills don't?
Not this year. No, not this year. I'm just talking about past teams. Last year.
I look at what they have. Like, I don't know.
But what did Josh Allen do to lose?
What does the Ravens have? The Ravens have, like, a nice tight end who's been injured for the last month.
But what did Josh Allen do to lose the game on Sunday?
He didn't throw to Diggs wide open to get a first down. I'm not blaming him for the loss, but, like, you know, that would have put you in a pretty good position. Anyways, but that's my...
Do you think Jared Goff's a better quarterback than Allen because he went to the Super Bowl?
No, but nobody's saying that. Like, nobody's comparing the two. People are comparing Lamar Jackson. When the conversation is about, like, the great quarterbacks of right now, it's Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
You think if Lamar wins on Sunday, he jumps to Allen and
easily.
Burrow?
He's got an MVP, and he's been in the Super Bowl. Two things Josh Allen hasn't done.
Well, when you put it that way, then I want the Chiefs to win.
I mean, but those are the four quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong in that? Like, those are the four quarterbacks everyone talks. And then everyone wants to talk about the Chargers quarterback.
Justin Herbert.
But he has no success in the playoffs.
Right.
If he does next year, though, people throw him right there.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the left behind team.
Also, everyone's talking about how, like, Harbaugh, you know, he turned down an NFL job 2 years ago, turned down a job last year, and now is taking the NFL job. Well, when the NCAA is about to suspend you, you probably would take the NFL job just like Pete Carroll.
Harbaugh?
Yeah. Like, that's why he didn't take a job 2 years ago, and he's given a pretty good team. But, you know, am I suspended next season, or do I coach and possibly turn this team around that has the talent? I'll probably take the turn the team around.
Sure. 803-0930 if you want to talk about anything we're talking about today. If I don't know. Maybe you totally disagree with me. You hate the Chiefs and you just can't stand to see them win. But
your explanation of it makes me want to root for the Chiefs now because I don't want Josh Allen to fall down in the power rankings.
Well, it's the double whammy. It's like, one, it's why I never cared to root against the Patriots when they were in the Super Bowl. Like, if the team's going to beat us, I'd rather it be the best team.
Yeah, right. Then a team that falls apart.
And I also don't want people to hold another, you know, team like, hey, not as successful as the Chiefs. I know. Arguably not as successful as the Bengals. Okay, I know that. I would have loved to be in a Super Bowl, even if they did lose. Not as successful as the, like, I don't need another one of those. Like, no thanks.
I gotcha.
Pete in Lakeview, you're on WBEN. Pete, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking about saying he didn't throw to Diggs. He threw a 63-yard pass in the air right into Steph's hands, and he dropped the ball. And Josh is also, I believe, 2-0 against Lamar in playoff games.
1-0.
And I don't know how many GMs would choose Lamar Jackson over Josh, but you said, who is Lamar? God, are you kidding? Like, they're loaded. Josh should have three excellent receivers in addition to the tight end.
Name one of the Ravens receivers.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. Hang on a minute. No, you can laugh because I'm old and I can't remember names.
But you can't say they're loaded with talent. Name one. All the talented guys.
Odell Beckham Jr. for one.
Okay. Yep. Who was washed out. Was he even on a team last year?
Odell, Zay Flowers. I mean, he's got weapons. He's got weapons.
And there's a third receiver better than Flowers or Beckham.
Okay, thanks, Pete. I'm not taking anything. Hey, Brian, who do you want as your quarterback? Josh Allen. Okay. But it's and you ask, like, oh, who, if you're a GM of a team, who do you want as a quarterback? Well, if Lamar Jackson's in the Super Bowl, like, I don't know. Yeah. You might be picking him.
I mean, there are, to that point, GMs who probably would like to go back to that draft and take who passed on Lamar, who would probably like to take him now. He's one of the best quarterbacks to come out of the ACC.
That's how I'm viewing this. Like, that's how the conversation is going to turn if the Ravens win this game. Joe, if you are the 10 Lives Club, listen, I didn't want to, you know, it's a great time for that organization and everything they're doing. But it is an interesting question. If you had a time machine knowing everything, would you, you know, you could go back and change things. Would you rather he make the kick and the Bills win? Or are you happy that the Bills lost and he missed the kick?
I mean, no offense to the 10 Lives Club, right? They're doing some great work, but I mean,
No, but like if you're them, like what?
If you're the 10 Lives Club?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want them to miss it every time.
I mean, like, you know, isn't that like kind of a strange situation to be in?
Yeah, I mean, no offense to them, they're doing great work. It put them on the map. I don't think that's a ridiculous comment to say.
They're as on the map as anyone, you know, can be doing what they do in Western New York. Like, they're well-known. They're doing a great thing. I'm just saying, like, if you're them now, this one thing everyone's been, like, rooting for, everyone kind of wishes went a different way this game last Sunday, but you're kind of there like,
yeah, you're not
kind
getting
of a good thing.
You're not getting into DeLorean and going back.
I mean, it's kind of $300,000 almost. Like that'll probably be
more
well received. You get better use out of that than you would a Bills win, I think.
For them, No, good for them. I'm happy to see their success.
All right. So, how about this? A new report showing that billions of plastic bags have been eliminated by plastic bag bans. New report finding that all these bags have been eliminated since the bans went into place in places like New Jersey, Vermont, California, Hawaii, and, of course, New York. New Jersey's ban has had the biggest impact, getting rid of 5.5 billion plastic bags alone every year. What were they doing in New Jersey? You think, like, New York State, was this? So that's why I always question some of these reports that come out. Like, New York is bigger than New Jersey.
Yes.
Right? Coming up. Cities like Philadelphia have bans too. Georgia and Massachusetts could be next up for a ban on plastic bags. We are, what, Joe, 5 years, 4 or 5 years into it? This started officially at the beginning of 2020.
Right. And was it not suspended for
It was suspended for a while because of the COVID thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we can't have the bags with
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
COVID doesn't live on plastic, so we had to keep on.
I don't know how that worked, but, you know, it's like 4 years in. What are you thinking of the plastic bag ban in New York?
Ridiculous, because plastic bag ban is not what it is. Because I can go to Tops right now and buy 100 plastic bags for $5.99 and just bag things myself. Have you seen this? Right next to the self-checkout, they have a bin of Tops branded plastic bags.
You gotta get rid of them somehow.
Right, but it's not a ban. I can still use them.
You can buy them.
Right, you can buy them. You can get food takeout in them.
It's a ban of freebies.
Any food takeout I get is in a plastic bag.
I don't know if that is allowed. Legal? Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, because you...
I don't want to tell them.
You will still find, like, takeout food items, styrofoam containers, plastic bags. I'm pretty sure both of those are technically illegal.
Yeah. No, I get the bag that has the smiley face and the thank you on it.
Yeah, that might be an old one.
I'm not going to say who's giving it to me because I love their service.
The amount of times I just find myself swearing leaving a grocery store because, like, it's usually set off by something else, right? Like, it'll be set off by... You know, one of my kids, like, grabbing something, or I'm having trouble with the self-checkout machine. Like, it's not reading the barcode or whatever. Like, something else will set me off, but then it immediately leads to, and I got to carry everything in my hands because I don't have a bag. Like, that's the feeling I get still now 4 years later, because 80% of the time I go into a grocery store, whether it's for a full shopping trip or just to get a couple things, I do not have a reusable bag on me in the car. It's not like we don't have any in the house. I just don't have it when I'm going in.
We have a closet full of them, but I never remember to take one. And so I go and I pay my five cents for a paper bag. And the paper bags, I feel, have gone down in quality. So, you know, now I'm, you know, trying to... Hope this thing doesn't break through.
You pick it up, it just rips immediately.
It was nice to be able to bag the paper bag in the plastic bag, and now it's all a hassle.
So, yeah, I've got at least one kid and 13 cans of soup, like, in my hands, walking through the snow and sludge to the car every time. And the thing I don't understand, like, and totally get is, okay, so the plastic bags... What happened to the plastic bag after I... Now, okay, a lot of them... You don't see them blowing around the breeze anymore. I never see a plastic bag in a tree, so I will give them that. Yep. Like, that is nice. But I always wanted to know where those things are coming from. Like, who... Maybe it should have... Instead of a plastic bag ban, it's just... If we see a plastic bag leaving your grasp... Or are you throwing it off to the side? It's a $5,000 fine.
Yes.
And then, like, that will get you to stop doing that, and maybe we'll clean up the trees and everything the same way. Because I can only speak for myself here. The plastic bag would go into my house. They'd all get lumped together. They'd go into a bag on the back of the door, and then they'd be used to pick up poop in the backyard. Not my own, the dog's. And you know what still has to happen? Even if I don't have those bags, I'm picking those up with a plastic bag bought from somewhere, smuggled across a border, whatever it is, and it's going in the plastic and it's going in the trash the exact same way it did before this. So yeah. I can only speak for myself. The waste coming out of me is a net neutral, no change before and after the ban. I can't say that for everybody. Again, there's no bags hanging in the trees, yada, yada, yada. But I am still endlessly annoyed. It's a treat when I go to a different state and you go somewhere, you buy a bunch of things, and they're like, oh, can I... They don't even ask sometimes. Oh, I'll just bag that up for you. And I'm like, wow. Like, mind blown emoji, just... What an amazing place. This happened to me last time we were in New Orleans. I go to a corner store, you buy a bunch of stuff, they just put it in a bag for you. Like, look at this place. It's the greatest place on earth. Yep. I walk out of the store, I thought I'm going to be carrying all this, like a bushel of bananas or whatever, in your arms, and they gave me a bag. Amazing.
Every time I go down to Virginia, right? Yeah, double bag and a plastic bag. Oh, it's a great feeling. Yeah, I think that's where the because again, it's not a ban. That's where the focus should have been on. If we see you litter a plastic bag, here, you get a fine. Let's crack down on littering, because we haven't done that. No, you're not seeing plastic bags in the tree, Brian, but I'm still seeing, you know, bottles, which I know the attorney general is going after. Bottles, food packaging, wrappers. I still see that. I still see a McDonald's wrapper blowing in the wind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. We don't see the plastic bags, but now my bathroom trash cans are a little more disgusting because I don't have that liner that I had for all those years.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that too. And by the way, it doesn't apply to everybody. You know, your newspaper, if you ever get it, It that can have the plastic bag on it.
Oh.
You know, open it up today. They might have the score of Sunday's Bills game finally from the paper today. But that can have the plastic bag. I can't.
Isn't that funny? The paper gets away with, you know, plastic and a bunch of waste of paper.
I don't know what is what we need to do to bring it back. But anyways, billions
do petitions
of bags. No. We'll be back. B-Maz and Beamer after the news with Lucas on WBEN.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. The plastic bags. You want to get people riled up. Plastic bags, the way to do it. And the amount of people who are just now buying bags. I never thought I would see the day.
Oh,
that people are buying bags. But they're that useful. And it's not something that there's the things you use it for. It's not like you can just easily, like you mentioned, the small little trash can liner in the...
It'll sell those specifically somewhere.
Or if they do, like who's, right? Like who would ever think to look? Or the picking up dog poop in the backyard or something like that. There's no like real easy other thing that you can substitute the plastic bag for in those things.
By the way, I just discovered for $18, you can get 350 of the Thank You, Have a Nice Day bags. On Amazon. I might do that. That seems worth it to me. $18, 350 bags. It wouldn't be a problem in the Beamer house anymore.
You can buy. I would pay 5 cents for a plastic bag.
Yes.
At the store. I wonder why that's not offered. Because you can buy, but it's like part of the law. You can buy
paper bags.
But you can also buy plastic bags. The law. Now, they might have changed this. Correct me if I'm wrong. But they've kind of confused everyone on this.
I'm confused.
You can give out paper bags. So it's like why when you go to a Target or a retail store or something like that, they'll just give you a paper. You buy a new pair of sneakers. It comes in a paper shopping bag now.
That's right.
You look like, I envision myself, I feel like such a dunce walking through, like if I ever go shopping in the mall, like when I was buying like Christmas presents for my kids and everything's, in my head, I picture myself like on the Sex and the City poster. Cause like that's what, just like carrying all these shopping bags like around, like I feel like I look like an idiot. like frolicking around the streets of Manhattan doing my shopping with these big grandiose bags. Hey, what's inside of there? Like, oh, Hot Wheels, nothing cool. But you can give people those bags.
Yeah.
It's the store's choice. Now, again, if I'm wrong on this, correct me, but this is how I understood the law when it was passed 4 years ago. It's the store's choice to charge for those paper bags. What they would be required to charge for is if they offered you a plastic bag, right? You could buy a plastic bag for a nickel if you still wanted to use the plastic bag. It's why you see people selling plastic bags.
Yes.
The stores somehow all got together and decided that, okay, people think that if you want a bag, you have to buy it. So we're just going to charge everyone for the paper bags and get rid of all the plastic bags together.
So the law is, as it's stated, any person required to collect tax must not distribute any plastic carryout bags to its customer unless such bags are exempt bags as provided for in the New York State Bag Waste Reduction Act.
Right.
Which now I'd have to go find that.
But you can sell them for a fee.
Yes, like Tops does.
Or like how there's a paper bag there, you could have plastic as an option because people are buying the bag.
I don't think that's... It's weird, though. I don't think it can be at the register. I think that is the rule, that it can't be purchased at the register.
And I thought compost, any paper bag, anything with the little triangle recycle thing on it was good to go without any charge, but they started charging for paper.
Except for Target.
There's probably some other, like anything that's more retail than it is a supermarket, yes, started charging for paper.
Yep.
I always thought that you could get the
the way it's
regardless,
worded,
I'm annoyed.
The way it's worded, I think that's what all. I think that's how White Tops puts it at the beginning of the line, but I don't think you can have it sitting there. I don't know. It's the way it's worded. I'm sure you could get away with it.
Yeah. Well,
like you said, there's restaurants getting away with it.
That's my a lot of. If you're like a small like little business, could you imagine picking up your takeout and then calling like the DEC?
You won't believe what they just gave me.
Hey, got a hot tip for you here. Right on the corner. All right. Joe, we've talked about the idea of retirement before, and we had a story this morning that shows a lot of people think they will retire around the age of 70. Statistics show it's not quite true.
The average American retires at age 62. That's according to annual surveys from the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies and the Employee Benefit Research Institute. At 62, Medicare hasn't even kicked in. And it's way before most workers over 50 plan to retire at 67 years old. But many retire not by their own choice, but forced to step away because of corporate downsizing or health issues. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Okay, so before age 70, 803-0930, by the way, I mentioned the text board. You can text or call us throughout the morning, 803-0930. The retirement age of 70, when you picture retirement in your head, Joe, like what is the age that you think?
Right now, like mid-70s.
Mid-70s?
Yeah. I mean, again, hopefully I'm still able to do this in my 70s, but yeah, I don't think I'll be ready to retire in my early 60s.
I think, you know, ideally for me would be 50.
Yeah.
Reasonably, I hope 65.
Yeah, but as life expectancy goes up, which it didn't last year, but if it goes up and, you know, medicine gets better and we live longer.
Whose life expectancy? You only have to be worried about yours, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying overall, I mean, I think the retirement age, the average retirement age, which it's not proving in this piece, but will go up. I think when we are ready to retire, when we're that age, 30 years from now, right? 30 years from now, I'll be 65. I think it'll just, we would have to stretch it out a little longer.
You don't have to. Eat some more pizza. Like, there's ways of taking care of that. You want to lower that high end? You can do it.
I don't want to lower that high end, though. I want to be like Marv. I want to be in my late 90s still going to Bills games. So I want to take care of myself. And you know what? If that means I have to work a little longer, I'll work a little longer.
Well, for anybody out there, what is, and maybe you did retire a little bit earlier than planned. Why is that? When did you think you were going to retire? When did you actually, when were you able to go off, say goodbye to your job, and do whatever retirement has brought for you? 803-0930. Joe, I think of like two things like would play into that. You might think like 70 sounds like a reasonable time when people would think like, 70 probably, right? Like you don't think you'd be able to retire, you'd like to retire earlier. You don't think you'd be able to do it until then. And then I'm envisioning a lot of people talking to somebody and then maybe realizing like, hey, your savings plus this, like plus that, you are actually in good shape to pull the trigger a lot sooner than you might have thought that you would be. That's probably true for some people. And then the other people are probably just like, look, I thought I could make it to 70. I don't want to make it another day. If I hear that alarm clock go off one more time, I'm going to throw myself out the window.
But there's also, and this retirement came up a few months ago. I remember doing this in the afternoon. And Brian, hearing the stories of people who retired and then realized I have nothing to do and went back to work full time. Like, I feel that would be me. Believe it or not, you're going to find this hard to believe. I do like the structure that a job brings to my schedule every day. Like, I like coming into work. I like seeing you guys. I like talking. Like, I like coming into work. Like, to me, it's the only hassle is getting up. Once I'm up, I'm ready to go about my day.
But you don't think you'd find like many other things you'd like doing?
I mean,
every single day that would take
care
of that.
I would hope I'd find a hobby. You know, that would. I just. for two reasons. I don't think financially I'll be able to retire in my 60s. I think it will be in my 70s. And number two, I do think I would get bored. Like I think eventually, you know, whoever's hosting The Price is Right when we're 70, it's just going to get old after a while.
But that's not doing something. That's sitting around watching TV, no, Joe.
Just talking about what I do on my days off.
I mean, you could easily have that, right? I mean, you want to build a structure. Like, you see people every single day. I go to the same places, like, all the time. You know, part of my daily work and, you know, kids' routine. And I see older, retired people at those places, same day every time. Like, they've got a structure that they're doing, and you know, obviously keeping them busy and fully occupied.
Well, my retirement plan was to walk the Eastern Hills Mall every day. That's also gone away.
Good plan. Well, you'll be able to walk the Lifestyle Center. That'll be even more exciting. That's just true. Not in the winter, maybe not.
See, it's taking away my covered walking path.
Yeah, November through February might be a little bit tough at the new mall. But like, what? When was the plan for you? When were you eventually able to retire? 803-0930 on the text board. Someone saying, out at 55, very busy volunteering at church, regrets at all. I kind of think that's a lot of people would have that. Like, look, 55, 60, as soon as I can get out, I have no problem filling up the time. Like, there's a million things that, you know, the church is a perfect example. You sit at church, you know, on a Sunday, and if it's like mine, like every day at the end, they'll like list all these things like, hey, here's what's going on throughout the week. Like, here's all, you know,
a breakfast
helping
on
hand
Friday
for wherever. Yeah, we're doing a breakfast. Like, we're just chatting over here, coffee, and you can learn to knit something. Or, you know, we're driving somebody to a doctor's. Like, all these different things that happen that you're just like, oh, well, I can't do any of that, like with, like, your daily work schedule. But, you know, as soon as you go, like, all right, now your schedule opens up. You can do things that you thought about doing, never really had the time or energy. The energy is a big one, like, to go out and do. So out of 55, someone else saying turned 61 this year, plan to retire to part-time next year, but with the cost of everything going up, not sure I'll be able to pull that off. That probably, like, the, you know, inflation is taken into account, obviously. Like, if you are talking to somebody planning retirement, they'll take into account projected inflation. And that would include, like, the big bumps, you know, that you see periodically, like what we've seen the past couple of years. But if you're in that moment, like, experiencing a big bump, that would have to take it back. Like, I'm not a financial planner, but, like, if you're planning on retiring and one of those big bumps is happening, that might change things around.
That's right.
Like, in the middle of it, even though you kind of account for that in your planning.
Yeah, I mean, do you, before right now, like, how much time have you yourself focused on how set up you are for retirement? In your mid-30s, how set up, how much focus have you put on the retirement setup?
Me personally?
Yeah, you personally.
I want to be out by 65 at the latest.
Okay, and but so the moves you've made moves to have that.
Yeah, like that is okay. That's the plan that you plug into the, you know, free calculator. That's the plan you tell whoever you're working with that, like, that is as of right now. I 65 at the latest. The earlier the better. Like, you know, like, I don't know what, I'll do whatever you need me to do, but, you know, that's the plan for right now. And if that changes, I want it to change on the earlier side, not the latter.
Right. So you're saving up, right? You've got retirement, so you don't have to depend, because I'm also looking at Social Security. That age is going to go up before we're 65. That will happen.
Maybe.
That will happen. So, like,
maybe.
I think it will happen.
I think
Social Security will be 70 by the time we're 65.
And people have been saying that for 40 years.
Yeah. I mean, I also, I could do, like, a whole show on Social Security.
Is that not, like, people have been saying that for the longer. People have been saying it's going to go away for our entire lives.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, the Social Security plays a role into that. Like, you want to maybe go, you want to hold out a little bit to kind of maximize how much you're going to get out of Social Security. And, you know, make, there's a lot that you can kind of dive into, but I want to know how many people's plans were just totally blown up. Like, from the sounds of this report, you know, it's people had a set plan. And then 7 years before that set plan, they're just like, no. Like, screw it.
Or we're told no. Right? We're forced out without being forced out, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
See,
and that could just make you reevaluate everything.
I'm also cheap. Like, if you retire at 62 and you have to dip into one of those accounts, you have to pay a fee. You have to pay a penalty. I don't want to pay a penalty. I don't want to give more money to the government before I retire. So, like, for me, it would have to start at 65, would have to be the youngest, because I'm not paying a fee to dip into what I've been saving my entire life. That also plays into it for me. My cheapness will always play a factor into how I address things in my life.
That's not going to last forever, is it? Like, do you think you'll have the same frugal mindset your entire life?
I can't imagine. With the financial mistakes I made in my past, I can't imagine at 62 saying it's worth it to go 3 years early and pay these fines. Like, I don't see that changing. Pay a fine that I don't see the benefit out of.
Okay.
But again, you're right. Maybe something in my, I hate to say this, my life expectancy changes. Well, then you have to reevaluate everything.
Go to Jim in Tonawanda joining us. Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Good. I got to say something. You could retire at any age you want to if you plan for it. Now, you guys are half my age. I retired a little bit early. But the point is that if you choose to retire at 62 or 55, you just plan accordingly and work backward. Go to a financial advisor, say, I want to retire at 55, whatever, and they'll tell you what you need to do to get there. And you have so many years ahead of you, you're going to have literally millions of dollars, because that's what compounding does. You guys are young, you have age on your side, and you have compound interest. Regardless of Social Security is going to be lunch money. If you do this right, you don't need Social Security for anything if you plan to retire early. Even if you retire at 67 and you say, I want to have X amount of dollars, I want $5 million, which won't be a lot when you retire at your age now. You want $5 or $8 million, you will have it. It's a simple numbers game. Yes, you play into the account of going up and down with different administrations, whatever it may be, but it's doable. It is doable. And you guys are so young, this is ridiculous that you guys are going to be filthy rich if you were to just follow these, you know, your financial advisor you guys have on Saturdays. They'd love to hear from you.
Jim, I'm wondering how, because you have like such I love the way you're talking about this. It's so confident and matter of fact that the biggest obstacle, when you hear 70, that's, you know, when people think they're going to retire. I think a large part of that is because most people don't want to have that conversation, right? Like, it's a scary conversation for a lot of people to have, to go in somewhere and talk about their money, almost the same way it is of doing a will or anything like that.
Yes, it's scary because they're unprepared. Who's to say that you have to pay off a 30-year mortgage in 30 years? They tell you that. They've conditioned you to say, okay, I have a 30-year. No, you don't. You could buy out of that and pay one payment a month a year and get out in 21 years or whatever it may be. They have you conditioned to think you have to work to 67. You guys may have to work to 72. Well, that's what they're telling you. You're in charge. They're not. So you have to do what you have to do for yourself. You know, if you're an overeater, you're going to wait for the doctor to tell you to go on a diet? You know, this is all, there is some game to it, of course. It's not written in stone that you're going to get this if you do that. But you can be risky if you want to be, and, you know, conservative, however you want to go. But people have to realize, I hear people living from paycheck to paycheck. That turns my stomach, because it doesn't have to be. You have money for your cell phones and everything else you want to do, but you don't pay yourself first? That doesn't make sense to me.
Hey, Jim, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And, you know, hey, my dad retired early, and guess what? He's happy as can be. I don't think he regrets that decision one day. And, you know, he was prepared for it. So
I like the, you know,
it's like all
eating. Eating. You know, yeah. It's like, all right, what are you going to do? You know, wait for somebody to tell you, or are you going to figure it out and do it yourself?
No, Jim, I looked in the mirror. Yes, I need to start losing weight. I get it.
I like the optimism. Like, when somebody speaks kind of so matter-of-factly about it. I like the way he's thinking. Hey, we'll be back here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, kicking off the weekend.
You know what's going to kick off my retirement fund? I'm going to join this class action lawsuit against Madonna.
There you go. You're at the show.
That's how we're going to do it. We'll be back. BeMez and Beamer on WBEN.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.